member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky. This is punky.
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Oh, do you know, I was just about to say, I can't be bothered to do it this week.
Yeah, fucking let's go.
And then I thought, of course I can! I love it! This is indeed Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And over the next probably a little bit under an hour or so.
Probably.
We've got the very best in brand new alternative music. And the very worst in chat.
This is Punky.
Yes, indeed. Oh!
Oh!
Not scary music.
Ooh! Scary newness.
I have finally, nearly,
pulled your finger out your ass.
Sort of remixed and redone the beds for the show.
And you're loving it, aren't you?
I am loving it. I am loving it. I'm loving it like that. But I did have a bit of a problem, as will become apparent later on in the show, because Microscope, will you please sort yourself out? Better known as Poco.
Yeah.
I actually went to the trouble of downloading the MP3s off his MySpace page, and they're all different fucking files. Looney Tune. But it doesn't matter, because this week we've got an Indie Box iTie special. And if you're wondering what this music is, it's The Needles. You know, we played The Needles on the show a while back.
Yeah.
And their record company very kindly gave us permission to play their stuff. I thought, right, there's this classic on their last single, this classic instrumental track. Let's have it on. Really nice. It's nice. It's great. Surfy. We're all about the surf.
Yeah, always.
And what did we get this week? What did we get this week? We went out for this week. Oh, we might play a bit this week. I'm not sure.
What?
But we got Mustang Lightning sent as a CD.
Oh, yeah.
14 surf and garage instrumentals. I'll be having a listen to those and getting them on in future. Thank you so much. Mustang Lightning. But as this is an Indie Box iTie special, all the music this week is Italian. All Italian bands. We haven't done that before. One or two of them singing in English, though. So don't worry about it. We've got a word of the week, but I'm not going to spoil it for you now.
Okay.
We'll do it after this bit. Let's get straight on with this. Now, the first band we're playing tonight, called Pigtails.
Right.
As has become customary, I'm going to ask you to guess their website.
Okay.
Can you guess their website? Now, it's not important that they're an Italian band for this one. I'll give you that clue. So it's a fairly straightforward ending. Can you guess their website?
Pigtails.com?
No.
ThePigtails.com?
No.
ThePigtails.tk?
No, it is .com, and there's pigtails in it. There's a word after them.
Pigtailsband.com?
No, pigtailsmusic.com. This is Psycho Pill.
We'll be right back.
Now then. That is Pigtails and Psycho Pill. Good, innit?
Yeah, that is
I
good.
Like that a lot. And that is all courtesy of Indie Box. They will be in our... In fact, they already are in our MySpace top 8. Well, top friends, top 24, whatever. Indie Box is there and Pigtails are there. And hopefully, by the time this show goes live, the other four bands tonight will be there as well. I've added them as MySpace friends today, or at least put in friend requests for them. They should be through, should be on our MySpace. Right.
But if people go to Indie Box, then... They'll find the list of friends, yeah.
The rest of the bands are on the Indie Box page, which is definitely on our profile. So you can do that. And you also know that Pigtails' website is pigtailsmusic.com. That means it's 1-0 to the internet. Internet 1, Tony nil.
Last week. You made a mistake.
Oh, did I? Why?
Yes, you did. Judd and the Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
You said the MySpace page was myspace.com/ Judd and Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
And I said it was Judd and the Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
And it was.
Well, it says Judd and Jackrabbits on the thing, and that's the thing that I typed in, and that's the thing that came up. So I'm not having it. Shut up.
That's wrong. But you were wrong. You're still
wrong. I'll check, and we will confirm next week.
I was updated the band's page.
We will confirm next week. Not the website, the MySpace page.
Yes. But I was adding to the band's page on the Punky site.
I'll check.
All right. Okay. But I think all the listeners know that you're wrong.
Oh, the listeners know. I'm sure we'll get a barrage of comments now going, ha ha, Paul, Tony caught you out.
Anyway.
Well, Tony, I was going to give you a chance with the next band, but I'm not now. You've had it, trust me. Right, so, word of the week.
Yes.
Now, we were having an interesting discussion, me and the proper Mrs. Edwards.
Okay.
About fag hags.
Right.
Right. Straight women that like...
Hang around with...
That like gay men, yeah. Right? But we realised that there was no alternative, and the alternative isn't that well known, is it? Straight men who hang around with lesbian women.
No.
Because straight men don't hang around with lesbian women, as a rule, or it's not really that well known.
They watch them, but
they do watch them. But the interesting question was, what would they be called? What would straight men be called if they hung around with lesbian women? And we came up with this.
Okay.
Dyke Mikes.
Nice!
It was the closest we could get. Now, if you can think of a better word for them, fair enough, but fag hag is there. Yeah. Dyke Mike, I think, is quite good.
Right.
Are you happy with that?
Yes, I like that.
You're happy with that. So we're going to add Dyke Mike to the Swear Esperanto, the Punky Dictionary, this week. Interesting news about T-shirts coming up later on the show as well.
Oh, yes.
We're merchandise up to the fucking knackers. Now, I'll do MySpace comments first, yeah?
Yep.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. It's a very easy way to get in touch with us, and it's a very good way to get on the show. If you write something funny in our MySpace comments, because you can write as long a comment as you like. Here goes. Some of them shorter than others. First up, James from Swindon. James from Swindon sent us in the thing last week about what we should do with his girlfriend.
What?
And we said, look, if you want to finish with her, why don't you just say to her, I'll meet you on the roundabout, the magic roundabout.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
Wah! 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 So this is from James from Swindon. Cooper. Hey, Smacktards, thanks for the advice about the stalker. Swindon is crap and the roundabouts are fun. Fuck off. Thanks, James. This one's from Deshi, who looks after us on Wicked Radio.
Wicked Radio.
Here he goes. Hail from the land of cheese. I have a correction for you guys. You said wickedradio.com. It's wickedradio.org. Sorry about that. Yes. No worries, mates. We still love you here. Keep on making shows and we will keep on airing them. Oxford, Wisconsin loves Punky Radio. And a big fuck you to Tony Blair, just because I can, Deshi. Thanks, mate.
Nice.
And do, if you're in the Wisconsin area, thank you very much for listening. We're getting a lot of MySpace friends, a lot of emails from people in Wisconsin. Deshi's working his evil magic. Thank you, mate.
They're on our syndication page now on Punky
they
Radio.
So, go to punkyradio.com, find out about us. This one's from Mia. I was in this restaurant 2 days ago when I saw this emo kid all decked out in his stupid flippy hair and whatnot.
Kinblurred.
As I was about to leave, I was ready to shout and or whisper, Kinblurred. But the restaurant was half empty and he was with his family, as was I with mine. Plus, as I was leaving, he saw me and decided to fix his hair. Although not impressed, I was flattered and felt kind of bad for him. When we left the restaurant, my mum said to me, did you see that kid? He was about your age with that strange crappy haircut. It looked like he took all his hair and pushed it to the front and chopped it diagonally across. I just laughed. Well, at least my mum knows how strange and pathetic emo smacktards can be. Always looking Mia. It's like they're on some sort of production on, isn't it, Tony? Some kind of thing that would go... This one's from Nay. Hello, Chickadee Ponky. I'm going to persuade my parents to change the dial tone thingy on our phone to your cool message tone thingy. Might be a bit hard, though. Oh, well. I'll do it anyway. Punk equals anarchy. Whoop! That is, of course, if you go on our MySpace page, you can download a special punky answer phone message if you can do it. We were thinking more about your mobile, really, but if you can do it on the home one, fair enough. And the last one's from Bear, because not a week goes by when I don't want to get something from Bear.
Angry Bear.
And here comes Bear. He's not always angry this week. He's been particularly happy.
He's always Steve.
He's always Steve. He's been particularly happy this week. He's gone into a lot of detail. Here we go.
Okay.
Wankers. Bear.
See,
nice touch.
When I don't hear from him, I really miss him.
Nice touch.
Yeah.
Right, matey, Podcast Alley, explain away.
Okay, but just briefly, on the phone thing, we should do a ringtone as well.
We should do a ringtone. We'll sort out a ringtone.
Because you can put MP3s on your phone quite easily.
We won't do it this week, but we'll sort out a ringtone next week.
Podcast Alley, if you haven't voted for us so far this month, please do. If you go to Podcast Alley, go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen, there is an important Please Vote For Us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. And we read out the best five. We're currently third behind this.
Great mix in there, by the way.
Oh, you're loving that, aren't you?
Nice.
God damn it.
Yeah.
We're behind the Crybaby Emo Kids and the video game people. So every vote's appreciated.
Go for it.
So please do. You won't get spammed if you comment. And here are the top five comments. Punky. Hey, guys. Me again. I'd just like to say I mentioned you on my podcast and said you're my favourite podcast, and we have around 63 subscribers, which isn't bad considering we have been going for 3 days. So just thought I'd say...
That is good, actually.
Bloody is. It's better than us. Just thought I'd say I hope I've got you guys a few more listeners. That's from Phil and Sam Podcast.
Thanks, Phil and Sam.
Took us at least 5 days to get to that Disney height. Cooper. Hey, guys. I completely fucked up my pod on this website, and it didn't go up until about 4 weeks after it had been made, and then I lost it somewhere, and have been unable to get to my podcast. Also, I would never be competition for you guys. You are the shizang. Do you reckon you... And then it stopped. And that's Sam Rose. Is that again
from
Phil and Sam?
That's from Phil and Sam, yeah. Right. We just wanted to, because I was a bit rude to them when they first got in touch, and I didn't mean to be at all. I just kind of misunderstood what was going on, and then we wished the best of them.
You were rude to them?
I know, it's not like me at all.
Wow.
Quite out of character.
Must have caught you on an off day.
Must have done, yeah.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Compact but Beiju, mosting. From Ide Edwards. ID Edwards?
Nothing to do with me.
Thanks. I always look forward to Tuesday's podcast to see if your livers had given out yet. Not yet, but we are trying. Thanks for the great show, you wankers. James from Ottawa, Ontario.
Thank you, James from Ottawa, Ontario.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Kanada.
Kanadan.
Kanadan. You guys are fucking great. Great to hear you got to Kanada, Paulie. Me and the boys all download the podcast. Keep up the good work. Maybe Tony will become an emo kid. Maybe it's better than being Brokeback Mountain Tony. Just kidding. From Jay Friesen.
Nice one, Jay.
Brokeback Mountain.
Very
I've
nice.
Not seen that film.
Don't want to. Well, no. you don't need to. We were both in it, apparently. According to Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
Right, is that it?
Yes.
Next song in our Indie Box special. This is from a band called Kativi Abutidini. And the song's called Volio Andare. Thing is, Tony, what's their website, smarty fucking pants? Kativi Abutidini.
Oh, Christ. I don't know, but I bet you can get it from idiotbox.com or something.
Right, I'm going to let you read it out. If you get it right first time, you get a point.
Kativi Abutidini. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, sorry, that's it. I'll have it back. It's 1-1. Fuck you, Mr. Smarty Pants. It is, of course, I will do the W's, www.kativiabutidini.it. They will be on our MySpace top 8 thingamy of top 24 thing, of course. This is Volio Andare. I hope I've got that right. How about that?
It was cool. It was quick.
Yeah, it was quick. And wouldn't it have been great if I'd actually plumbed in the thing I wanted to plumb in then, so that it would be plumbed in. But I didn't plumb it in like a dyke mic.
You plumb.
Let's see if I can get it to work now.
Panhead.
That's better. It's our latest mix.
Who's this one, then?
This is Jeff Ugly Shoes and Cemetery Surfers. Three in a row from them. Before that, Planet Smashers.
They did a song called The Reanimator or something.
Reanimator.
Watched a film called that the other night.
Did you really? Dear. Did it freak you out?
It did a little bit, but yeah. It was one of those classic 80s horror jobbies, and it was unintentionally funny in places.
Oh, cool.
It had no humour about it, but it was funny.
Well, that's fair enough, then.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what the bloody hell you're talking about.
It's rubbish.
Emails and messages. This is the best way to get in touch with us. Yes. PaulieB@punkyradio.com or Tony@punkyradio.com. Here goes. This one's from Twilight.
All right.
From Twilight and
Twilight
Thebes.
And Thebes.
I had an experience recently I want to share with you. Thebes and I went... This is kind of similar to something that's happened just now. Thebes and I went to our favourite sushi restaurant only to find ourselves behind a group of emo kids in line. Naturally, I shrilled, Kittenblur. But they were clueless. I turned to Thebes and told him I was planning on going home after dinner to write in my diary. We were right behind them, so I know they heard. There were five of them and only two of us. I hope she's going to say then, so we battered them. There were five of them and only two of us, so we ended up getting a table before them. I wondered if they cried and wrote in their diaries when they got home. Twilight.
More than likely.
In
Kittenblur.
Hey, smackdards!
Hello.
I just realised that you guys made me realise something about my sister. Kinsurb! 100%. I woke up this morning and screamed it out, being clueless as my sister always is. She told my mum was cursing and got grounded. But it was worth it. You guys are great. May the punk be in you. Laters, Star Vader.
Star Vader.
Involved.
Nice. Kinsurb, what, so she likes James Blunt then?
Oh
dear.
Likes James. Hey guys, I'm on holiday right now and thought I'd tell a little story. So I'm waiting in the piss-moppingly long line at security, and there's a group of Dutch guys behind us. So at the last possible moment, I turned round and yelled, always looking, before running into the departure lounge. It probably doesn't sound funny, but I was in stitches, and I hope it gets a little chuckle out of you. Keep up the good work, Gooper Gooper, Laz. That's a Laura. We don't know which Laura.
Nice.
That made us piss ourselves. Laura.
Always
fantastic.
Looking.
Always looking. We've got a poetry corner tonight.
Have we?
Yeah, I've just thought. I haven't got it. I haven't got a place to do it. Should we do it now?
Do it now.
Let's do poetry corner now. Because this is from Flem Livett.
Yes.
Via the Podcast Alley forums. It is easier to send us a poem to paulieb@punkyradio.com, but we're going to let this one go. Would you like to read it out, Tony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want.
All right, let's see, because you haven't read out a poetry corner before, have you?
I've read out one of them in
an
emo
you did
voice.
One, didn't you? You did one, yeah.
Yes.
You can do this one in... Actually...
No, you read this, because this is an impression one.
It is, but that's the point. I'm not going to do the impression, though, that they've asked to do. They've asked to do Alistair Sims' Ebenezer Scrooge.
See, I have no clue what
but
that means.
It's all right, because I'm going to do it as Richard Burton. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Freaky.
So it says, this is coming from Flem Livett. All right, it goes, this must be read as Alistair Sims' Ebenezer Scrooge. It isn't going to be.
Right.
It's going to be my Richard Burton. All right?
Okay.
Gooper, Gooper. The great Paulie B is brilliant and full of vigour and wit. On top of Tony's face rests his arse as he sits. When recording the greatest podcast that has trodden upon mine ears. But alas, the naysayers say nay. They are not one, but the two of them queer. To them I say the naysayers who say nay. 'Tis music, madness and mayhem that are integral parts of the plot, and better that they be queers and produce punky than to live another moment as a miserable wank pot. So on with the show, and I count the days until next week when another episode from whilst the internet I will seek of the greatest punky podcast as a tear from my eye dust leak. For if it is not there and I cannot locate its brilliance, then it is I who will be with one turd paddle up its creek.
That's beautiful, man.
That's beautiful, man.
That was really good.
Well done, Flem. That's a fantastic poem. If you have a poem you'd like to write for us about anything at all, as long as it's your own work, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, and it does help if you title it Poetry Corner.
Yeah.
Nice. Anything else you want to talk about right now? Anything of import? Anything we may have created but yesterday?
Should we
anything that might be quite exciting?
Do we want to mention the Punky Store?
We do want to mention the Punky Store. We want to get straight on with it.
Okay. So we've been well, creating T-shirts.
We've been nagged at for ages by various
listeners. People want T-shirts, and we were like, well, no, we don't want to do T-shirts. We want to do a podcast, get the music out there. Yeah. We don't want to start messing about with T-shirts.
We said we didn't go into this to get a load of T-shirts ordered and slavishly wrap every single one up and post them out willy-nilly all over the world. It would have ended up ridiculously expensive, time-consuming, and we wouldn't have been able to
do the show properly.
Have many designs.
Because of all the time. Either.
Yeah.
As well. There's been all the time doing T-shirts when we'll do the show.
And then we found this place.
Yes. Quite commonplace. Café Press.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sutton.
Sutton, yeah. Yeah, I think it's quite common on the internet. It's
CafePress.com.
They do all the work for us. We just do the designs. So that sounds good to us.
It means that we don't really make any money out of it.
No.
And it also means it's not incredibly cheap, but it does mean that we can put on a shed load of designs on there.
Yes.
Right to the extent that there's already six up.
Six.
And we're going to add to it depending on how they sell.
Yeah, we've got a few ideas, but we'll put a few up for now to see if anyone's interested in it.
And if you would like to design something, if you have a look at the page that's already there, the cafepress.com, it's on our website, is it? Punkyradio.com. Yeah. Just click on store.
Store, second option under the home.
Click on store, and we should have a MySpace button for it as well this week, yeah?
Yep, this week.
Yeah, okay. So if you go and click on
store,
you'll go straight through to the Cafe Press.
Yep.
Punky Radio store.
And currently there were six options.
There's six.
Of
there's three black T-shirts and three
girls
tight,
skinny ones tight.
Tight T-shirts.
Tight. White tighty.
We're not going to tell you what the designs are on there. You've got to go and have a look.
Go on there, yeah.
But there's six on there. We like them.
Yeah.
And if you would like to design something that's kind of uses similar fonts or whatever, it's got to be in keeping with it, kind
of.
Or if
you have any ideas.
If you have any ideas
at
all.
Wear.
I think you should email Tony at punkyradio.com with those ideas.
With your subject, T-shirt.
T-shirt, yeah. But they're on there, and they're all $20 plus postage.
Yes.
Basically. So, in England, that's only about £2.
Something like that.
Something
sounds
like
quite cheap to us.
Yeah.
So, but
it's about 5 Turkish lira. Right.
But if you do, if you order one, let us know as well. When you get it, make sure, see if it's all right, what you think. You think it's a good idea?
Yeah, we'd like some feedback. If you do order one, we'd like to know the quality of them and what have you.
We haven't seen them.
Because we know nothing about them. But they are there. You wanted them. You've
got them.
Do something about them. Fucking buy them.
Yes. If you've got any suggestions or ideas or feedback, email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Because I would love it if there were people on the four corners of the earth walking around with T-shirts with some of our sayings on them. It'd just be great, wouldn't it? To just like be going on holiday somewhere and walking down the street, you see someone just in a T-shirt saying, Goopa Goopa.
Yes.
It'd be great.
That's the dream.
That is our current dream.
That's the current one.
Song 3.
Yes.
I think so.
Let's do it.
Right then, this is from a band called Standing Still. They're on the Indie Box. I can't work out whether Indie Box is actually the label or not, or whether they kind of distribute for all of them.
Right.
But Indie Box on our MySpace. Standing Still are the next band. And can you guess their website, Tony? It's 1-1 currently. No, it's not. You're actually losing 2-0, aren't you? It's 2-0. You're under pressure.
I got the first one.
No, you didn't. You didn't get pigtailsmusic.com.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't. And you certainly didn't get kativeabutidini.it. Couldn't even say it when given the opportunity.
Nope.
Third up, Standing Still. Think alcohol here.
Right.
That's a big clue. What's their website?
StandingStillRocks.com. Oh, StandingStillRock.com.
You're right. He's got one. StandingStillRock.com. Standing Still Rock. And this is Cock Block. How about that?
Did I just say I fucking rock at the end?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Cock block. Why hasn't that started? Goodness sake, Paul.
No.
There we go. I'm getting used to this new mixing thing.
You're loving it, aren't you?
Yeah, but we've had to do something quite incredible here.
You've had a cunning plan.
Yeah, this is Mustang Lightning, who we haven't got mixed in yet. We're just going to play it to give you an idea of what Mustang Lightning are like. Because we wanted to play Microscopes stuff this week.
Yeah.
Except that with his crazy file formats, when I recorded it on the CD thingy that I've got, it recorded it at 3 times the speed. It all sounded too mental, even for this show.
Right.
So instead, let's have a listen to this. In keeping. Nice. In keeping. I like it. Yeah. Nice one, Mustang Lightning. We're going to be using you extensively, whether you like it or not.
Using you.
We will be using you. Now then, what did you just say? Oh, yeah, we'll just go through. Now, Judgmental.
Yep.
Is gathering pace.
Yes.
We are getting some interest in Judgmental from various various arenas.
Mm-hmm.
MySpacey messages, emails, Podcast Alley thingamabobs, Podcast Alley comments in the our threads on Podcast Alley as well.
Yeah.
I'm getting lots of people interested in Judgmental. I've even bought some more cinnamon gum ready for it, but I'm not getting anything coming through to be judged.
Right.
So if you have something you think needs judging by Judgmental, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title it Judgmental.
What kind of thing are you looking for?
Anything. It can be anything at all. It can be a world problem.
Relationship problem.
It can be a relationship problem. Yeah. It can be work-based. Whatever. It's not an is a twat.
Nope.
It's a judging.
Got you.
All right. The cinnamon gum is ready. People are interested.
The judge is ready.
The judge is ready.
The listeners
things
are ready.
He's even going to get his own T-shirt.
Is he really?
Yeah, there's going to be a Judgmental T-shirt, yeah. Oh, for deaths. Oh, for deaths.
Oh, for deaths.
So, you've got Is a Twat, haven't you?
I do.
Go for
it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a Twat. If you have a twat to nominate, now this can be anybody you know, any reason, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. This week, after giving a shout-out from last week's show, we had quite a few twats in this week. Thank you for all of those. This is from Laura Ashley.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, she questions this. She doesn't really know if this is a twat or a thing for Judgmental.
Oh, well, thanks for telling us, Laura.
I'll let you decide.
Yeah, she should have just sent it to me.
This is true. Well, to me, that's to me's fine. It came through an email to me, and I'm quite happy about that.
To me. To you.
To you. Right.
One of them's dead. No, it's just to me.
Is he dead?
I don't think
he is, you know.
Let's just spread the rumour that he's dead.
I think someone did start the rumour. I think he is.
Someone did start the rumour. One of the Chuckle Brothers is dead. If you can prove he's alive, email tony@punkyradio.com. I've got no interest. As far as I'm concerned, he's dead to me.
He's dead to me. he's jumping in my band. I hope he's not dead. okay. Is a twat. I'd like to nominate Mark from Georgia for Is a Twat.
Okay.
Or maybe Judgmental can deal with it. No?
No, he can't.
I'll deal with it. He's got no gum.
I've got no gum.
When I met him, Mark was a nice guy. We met at a show, and he was my mosh buddy. We started hanging out a lot. Needless to say, I fell for him, and he fell for me, or so I thought. So last Saturday, I was in Georgia with a couple of friends, and I called him to see what he was doing. He didn't answer his phone, so I just thought maybe he left his phone at home. When I got home, there was a message on MySpace from him saying, "Sorry, I didn't get your calls until right now. I was at my girlfriend's house, and I left my phone in the car." Yes. Never once did he tell me about another girl. I figured, rather than sitting in my room crying and being emo, that I would get angry and nominate him for Is a Twat. So, leading me on, I think Mark should be the twat for this week. Cheers, from Laura Ashley.
What do you think? Yeah?
I'm going for yes.
Right, go for them.
So, Mark Forster is a twat from Georgia. Goddamn.
Say it again.
Mark Forster from Georgia is a twat.
That's better. Right then, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard of the brain sander?
No.
Neither did I till the other week.
Okay.
The Brain Sander added us as a MySpace friend.
Right.
And then sent us a message saying, will you ever listen to a couple of audio clips that I do? Do you do these things? He said, what did he describe? He said, I do stand-up tragedy.
Right.
I thought, stand-up tragedy? That's worth a spin on Punky. So, he sent me two files.
Okay.
Both very short. Now, he normally does longer stuff than this. But he sent me these two. Now, I'll play one, and then I'll play the other one. Now, the first one makes a bit of sense, but the second one, makes no sense at all.
Right.
But I'd like our listeners to judge the Brain Sander. Judgmental's not doing it. No. Listeners, if you'd like to hear more from the Brain Sander, do get in touch with us, because if you do, he's going to join our list of occasional contributors to the show.
Cool.
Now, I don't want to put any bias upon it, but I think the guy's crackers and I want to hear more from him, but it is up to you listeners. We need a few of you to get in touch. In fact, if you want, you could go on the, if you're in MySpace, the Punky Owns MySpace group, which is growing.
It is growing. Thank you for
I might start
doing
a thread
that.
Brain Sander, yes or no? All right,
we'll talk more about the group in a minute,
but let's just have a listen to this first. This is the Brain Sander at his very weirdest. Well, no, his second very weirdest.
Okay,
I'm just gonna play it.
All right.
Once I was in a state mental hospital. I was only there for a competency hearing, you know, to see if I was competent to stand trial. It was really messed up there, though, because everybody else was there for stabbing my sister, and I don't even have a sister.
See, that sounds
exactly
like the voice in my head.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe the Brain Sander is, in fact, a voice in your head. It's very loud. Oh, dear. So, anyway, that's Brain Sander part one, right?
All right.
Tone, have you got some things you can say in a minute while I just sort out the next one?
The MySpace group, Punky Owns, it's building momentum. We're getting more members on there. It's great. But if you are a MySpace, you hang around MySpace quite a bit, please join our group. If you go to Punky Raid, MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. There's the link on there to the group.
Yeah.
It's about 120 odd members now, I think it is. And the forum's
building
up a bit.
You just added a few there, weren't there? 109.
109 is it? I rounded it up.
There's 109 on there so far. And then there are 11 of Tony's imaginary friends.
Yeah. They all sound like Brain Sander.
Hey, basically, there's 109 genuine people on there. And then there's 11 Dyke mics, you big les.
So more members to treat Tony nicely.
I know.
Come on!
What's that up to now? 18?
18, yeah.
Sorry, you probably think that's 400. Right. Brain Sander part two. Now,
okay.
If you thought the first one was weird,
yeah,
and that was entitled Mental Patient or Mental Ward or something.
Right.
The second one is entitled Man's Best Friend. Check this out. Coming.
Okay.
Some folks drive so fuck sick, who fucks think they are?
And that's that. I've got no idea what that means at all.
On the scale of madness and stuff. Is a naught to Ruby Breastnut?
Is it a Ruby
Breastnut plus 10?
It is. It's off the sheet,
isn't it?
It's off the sheet.
Oh,
but,
God.
Yeah, so that was the first one is more up our street, I think.
Yeah.
The second one might be a bit too freaky for us.
I don't quite understand it.
But we would like to know. If you'd like to hear more from the Brain Sander, get in touch. Get in touch. That would seem sensible, yeah?
Yeah. I'm a bit freaked out.
Of course you're a bit freaked out. I'm thoroughly freaked out.
We need some music to calm us down.
We do. And what better time than now? And what better band than DDR?
Right.
Now, they are called something in Italian, but they're abbreviated to DDR. Hopefully, they'll be on a MySpace page. If not, they will be. They're on the Indiebox page, and Indiebox are on our MySpace. And we have got their website, so we can add their website to our Punky Radio
Bands page.
Mm-hmm. Right. Feel free to do that while you're buying T-shirts. Thing is, Tony, can you guess... Can you guess DDR's website? I'm not giving you any clues here. At the moment, it's 2-1.
Right.
It's 2-1 to the internet.
Okay.
Internet 2, Tony 1.
Okay.
Right. DDR, what's their website?
DDR.it.
No, not even close. I didn't say they had Italian on the end. That's just
Italian.
Wild stab in the dark. They are Italian, but doesn't mean they've got an Italian website.
It's an educated guess, then, wasn't it?
Well, it was wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one more go.
Right. Okay, can I go myspace.com/DDR?
I haven't asked you about the MySpace page.
Well, it's a website.
Yeah, but I would have said it. They haven't got a website. They've got a MySpace page. I didn't. It's a website.
Okay.
Come on, I'll give you one more go.
DDRband.com.
Nearly. DDRpunkrock.org. I'm afraid it's Internet 3, Tony 1. You're not doing very well this week. Maybe it's because this was a bit hidden. Maybe it's because it was slightly clandestine. Check out my best self. DDR and clandestine.
Yes.
Although we think its English title might be
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
They must love Wizard of Oz.
They must.
Wow.
And who'd have thought that you, Tony, a great big dyke Mike like you are, would have gone, are they saying Judy Garland? Oh, I love The Wizard of Oz. It's my favourite film.
Wizard of Oz.
I'm a friend of Dorothy's.
I've still got the Dark Side of the Rainbow to watch yet. The Wizard of Oz with the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon soundtrack over.
Oh, really?
It. I've not bought myself one.
Well,
literally, I've not been pissed enough to watch it.
I've got some more weed, so
that might be worth doing.
If you
then
fancy a night of madness,
space cake. Obviously, I don't smoke, but hey,
of course you don't. I don't either.
Hey, this wine is a nice cheeky little number, isn't it?
We in no way condone the smoking of drugs on this show. Of course we do. we've picked up...
We found some wine.
There was some red wine in the studio, and we just robbed it.
Yeah.
But I said, what sort of wine is it, Tony? You, like the wine expert you are,
it's
said...
Just, it's just standard Merlot.
It's just a standard Merlot.
But actually, it's quite fruity.
It is quite fruity. It's been breathing for about a fortnight.
It's cheeky.
It is a bit cheeky. So... You're doing a gig or two this weekend, aren't you? Let's hear about yours first.
So this Saturday, there's in the Mansfield area, there's like a summer long festival.
No, summer in the streets.
It's an event, isn't it?
It just goes on over the whole month.
July till late August is a summer in the streets event.
There's something going on pretty much every day.
Every weekend or most weeknights. Yeah. And to end it all,
there's Kin Blurred.
There's a spotlight on local talent day.
And it's a punk sandwich.
And they've chosen us to open the day. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Alcohol at 10 o'clock in the morning.
In Market Square, in the middle of Mansfield, where all the market traders go, oh, dear boys! And all that.
Yeah.
If that's how they speak, I don't know. But 10 o'clock in the morning is us, and then there's...
That didn't sound like a pirate.
No, I think I must be branching out, you know.
And you did a David Bowie tonight.
Oh. That was alright, wasn't it?
It was alright, yeah.
But yeah, there's a punk sandwich. We're on first, 10 o'clock, and then at 3:15 in the afternoon, there's Hearing Colours, also a local punk band. Yeah. And in between that, there's all sorts of...
Rubbish.
Acoustic and dances and theatre and things.
It's a punk sandwich.
It's a punk sandwich.
With a light filling.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. So we're not 10 till 10:30, and then we'll
10 o'clock in the morning, man.
They'll be in the pub by 10:45.
And then you might be doing something on Monday as well.
On Monday, there's a all-day acoustic chill-out festival at the Town Mill in Mansfield. I'll be doing an acoustic set.
You will.
Alice Rock will be doing an acoustic set. And you might be turning up, possibly.
Actually, it's the Scottish Guard and the Acoustic Numbskulls.
That's
that
gonna
is
be
going to be great.
It's going to be a really good day. It's completely free as well.
Look what you could have won. Jing, jing, jing.
It's free, and there's a barbecue, which I'm assuming you pay for. But hey, the sun's out, that's going to be an awesome day.
Yeah, it won't be.
And then after that, we're going to record
after
Punky.
That, we'll be doing Punky Disorderly and then Punky. I have Wednesday night, I'm at the Wharf in Cardiff.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm at the Glee Club in Cardiff.
Right.
Sunday, I'm emceeing the comedy stage at Leeds Festival between 1:30 and 7:30.
It's quite a big thing,
if you are going to be in any of those places, make sure you come up and say hello. And I'll be selling my CD at Leeds again as well. So if you've got a fiver, Andy, and you've got any left after you bought all those T-shirts... at cafepress.com.
Like the way you think.
Mate, if you're going to market something, fucking market it. We're going to have a load of cool T-shirts.
Yeah, that's wicked, man.
And they are cool as
they
well.
Are good.
I like them.
I mean, you designed about 20 and then we picked six so far.
But there will be more showing up, depending on sales. No pressure.
Nice.
But hey, so you're in Wales,
I love South Wales. Yeah, I love it. Might try and get down to Bridge End to meet up with the Alien Sex Fiend record label Lady Liz.
I haven't told you yet. Punk forum thing.
There are the Welsh punk forums, are there, that we've told you about before. Yeah. Welshpunk.com, I think. We need to get this links page going, don't we?
We do.
We do need to get this. They're singing on this one.
How dare they? Do they not know they're in bed?
It's all right. Mustang Lightning.
See, we need more punk songs about Jimmy Garland.
I'm loving Mustang Lightning. I'm loving them. Mm. I like it.
I'm quite liking this wine during the podcast thing.
This could be the new soundtrack to my life.
We're like talk nonsense.
Hey, Tone.
Yes.
It's time for a story.
Okay.
I'm going to do a story, and then you're going to do a story featuring all the phrases in the Punky Dictionary. I've just thought of this. It might go horribly wrong.
And you've scared me.
But here goes. I was doing the slow-mo pogo the other day, and this upside-downer walks up to me and goes, "Snickerdoddles, you are a wank stain on the duvet of society." But then I grabbed her by the quim, because I had no slut rope about, managed to get back to my place. Within minutes, I'd got wanker's plums, and she called me a panhead. All that did was bring on knob cramp. So, just when she wasn't expecting it, I performed an angry pirate on her. And while she was going, "Arr," like that, she said... "Flat face," I said, "you stanky little chuff." She said, "douche noddle," then thought, "that's a good idea. I'm an upside downer. Maybe I can use the douche noddle." I said, "does that mean you've got no need of my berserker?" She went, "no, you bung scraper. You're not the smartest peanut in the turn. In fact, you're a smacktard." That gave me a one-way ticket to Fishtown. I felt like a right jitbag. At that point, from nowhere, someone shouted out, "Affenschwanz! Shiznitz!" Called me a bell end, and then I realised that it was the voices in my head. I was groffost. You'll
nice.
Go.
Oh, man, I can't do this.
Come on, mate, give it a go.
Oh, God. Okay, I once knew a gummy chap who zuffled with his clam jouster. And his woman, she was beaten like a shot fox at the time, so she right. called him a shit idiot.
Yeah.
And he was a bit of a twat school, to be honest with you. And he called her a crotch goblin.
This is Jesus. And he called, and she said, and he said.
I was going to them all up.
Yeah, but no.
And then he says, but Uncle Fomi was, you know, standing come tap dancing. So, anyway, he then, you know, called his friend, who was a nice little brown
hole. Really clashing the story.
I am, because I don't.
I say, just give it a
and
go.
And he
man.
Says, hey, can you call me back? Because I'm busy than a long, one-legged cat trying to get a shit in a frozen pond.
Nice.
Thank you. So, he says, you crying. And anyway, he then went online to a punky radio and bought a t-shirt which says Gooper Gooper on it, and he wore it down the pub, and then all his friends thought he was right and Betsy's box, but he doesn't forget that he's always looking for a sack sandwich. God, I've got six left.
Good.
So then he went to the bar and he says, barman, can you get me a lime and lemonade please? And he says, you what, you queef cake, don't come around here with your prairie dogging ways ordering a hatchet wounds drink. He says, but my arse is as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season. And anyway, and then at the corner of his eye on a table he saw a bunch of Kittenblurs sitting around with a bunch of CDs, but he noticed one of them was a James Blunt CD.
And
that made him a Kittenserb. So he shot them.
Well done, you.
God damn it. Thank you.
See, you can do it. That got better as you went on. If you think you can do a better story than that, incorporating exactly 50% of the Punky Dictionary, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. We might read it out one day. We might not.
I like the way you think.
We've got so much to give the listeners to do, haven't we? They've got to give the listeners to do. Is that a sentence? I'm not entirely sure. Doesn't matter. They've got the MySpace comments, they've got the Podcast Alley comments, they've got a vote for Podcast Alley.
iTunes reviews,
which we forgot this week, but we're going to do next week. Yep. Please do subscribe to us. We'll talk about that in a bit. Mm-hmm. They've got Judgmental, they've got Is a Twat, they've got Poetry Corner, they've now got a story with the Punky Dictionary, they've got T-shirts to buy, and they've got all this brilliant music to listen to, courtesy of IndieBox, and here comes song 5. Now,
seamless.
I know.
Brilliant.
This is by a band called L'Invasione degli Omini Verdi. And it's called Come Sei. Alright? L'Invasione degli Omini Verdi. Right? Thing is, Tony, what's their website? What's the score at the moment? It's 3-1 to the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll give you 3 points. In fact, I'll give you 3 points so you can draw it.
Right.
Simply by reading the website out in one go.
Oh.
Music's down. Off you go.
L'invisione e giglio minti di verdi. .rt. That's rubbish, isn't it?
That's you one go, man.
Really?
Now, as it stands, you're losing 4-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the listeners decide whether you get a draw this week. If you think Tony said that well enough to merit 3 points, then if you're on MySpace, go on our Punky Owns. I'll put up another thing for it. Did Tony manage it this week? If we get enough people saying yes, we'll call it a draw this week.
Well,
deal?
Deal, and we'll have another thread, which is Paul wrong
is
about
Paul
last
an
week's.
Arsehole.
No.
Is Paul wrong about last week? Yeah, we'll stick that one up. You stick that one up, I'll stick the other one up. Let's see who's the most fucking popular then.
Hey, I've got 18 people on treattonice.com that would call you.
Yeah. No, treat Tony like a nonce, I think it stands for. Right. Last song is L'Invasione degli Omini Verdi, and it's called Come Sei, and this is on an album called Control, and hopefully they'll be on our MySpace top 24. We will have their website on punkyradio.com. They are on the IndieBox MySpace page. Here goes Conversate. This is really good. I think you're going to like this tone.
Cool.
Voglia di derubare.
So, that was Lanvesiani degli Omini Verdi. I'm sorry if I've said that just fucking a million times better than tone.
Yeah.
But probably not properly. Now, I completely forgot to mention the fact that I decided a while back that we'd been concentrating on the US and US podcasts, and it was about time we looked a little bit close to home.
Brought it home.
And tried to find some British talent.
Yes.
And what we've done kind of this week, over the last few weeks, I've been listening to a show called Soccer Shout, because you know I love me football.
You do.
And I thought it was based in the UK because it's guys from the UK that host it, but it's not. It's based in the US, and that's why they called it Soccer Shout rather than Football Shout, right?
So sure.
And basically, if you are a fan of proper football, I strongly recommend that you listen to it, because it goes out daily on weekdays.
All right.
It goes out every single day with latest updates, primarily about the Premiership.
Right.
Because the rest of the world isn't interested in Forest Division in the Mighty League One, and the fact that we lost to Accrington fucking Stanley.
Accrington Stanley.
Accrington Stanley.
Who are they?
Who are they? Exactly. Right, they'd have to update that advert now. If they did that advert now, they'd go, Accrington fucking Stanley, you fucking knobhead. Fuck off, you fucking chav bastard. Hey, fuck.
La.
Yeah, la. Oh, I've just got cramp in my foot. Fuck, shit. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, fucking hell.
It's not knob cramp.
You bastard.
Thanks for small mercies.
Wow. Oh, that's that gout. Hey, right, what I'm saying is, listen to Soccer Shout. It's really good. We're going to play their promo out at the end of this.
Yes.
Which has all the details on about their website. Two guys from the UK. They know about their football. They have a bit of a laugh about it. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good. Give them a listen. That's good. What I'm saying.
Excellent.
40 seconds left, Tony. Some things to say. Visit podriot.com. All of the other shows on Pod Riot, frankly, are better than us.
Yeah.
And Air Out My Shorts are now there as well. We love Air Out My Shorts. Well done, you. Sorry we haven't had a chance to talk about Total Talk Nonsense this week, but they are our favourite podcast.
And they are always brilliant.
And they are on Pod Riot as well. Mm-hmm. Podcast Alley, go and vote for us. We do like to vote for us if you get a chance to. Go on the user forums at lastminutecomedy.com. Subscribe at iTunes. Go to MySpace. Vote Punky. Buy a t-shirt. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.
Oh, but you can't, yeah. Jim Austin.
Hi, this is Phil.
And this is Tony.
From the Soccer Shout podcast.
Soccer Shout is the daily podcast that delivers a roundup of the best of British and European football.
We produce a new show every weekday morning with results, match reports, previews of upcoming games, and a chat about whatever's in the news.
We also like to include comments from our opinionated bunch of listeners who leave their thoughts on our voicemail hotlines in both the UK and the US.
It's one part barroom discussion, one part audio letters page.
So come along, have a listen, soccershout.com.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, pod show, and limelight.